Ah, good. You're finally starting to come around. Here, drink this, and you'll feel better. No, don't move. You're just gonna hurt yourself. Do you know where you are? What day it is? How many fingers am I holding up? Don't worry about that last one. Yes, you're in the forest. Good. Your hearing wasn't affected. Don't act so surprised. We're on good terms with humans. You're from the village on the outskirts of the forest, right? Or do you hail from elsewhere? I suppose it doesn't matter from whence you came. For now, you're here, and here you'll be staying for quite some time. Oh, relax. You're not captive. You could walk out the door at any time if you desired. It's just, I don't think your body would let you. Do you have any recollection of what happened? No. I'm sure it'll come back on its own in due time. Likely a concussion. While I wasn't there to witness it myself, I can fill in a few blanks for you. Maybe make an educated guess. First things first. While we're on good terms, you still shouldn't be here. What on earth were you thinking? We marked the edge of the forest with warning signs to begin with. No, I'm not angry at you. It's just that you're lucky, you know. You could have been killed. The forest is full of traps meant for monsters and for animals. The village elders are upset how this might harm our relations. Well, it shouldn't be a big deal, as long as I can heal you and return you home. My name? I suppose you're kind or ever curious, but I don't think that matters. You'll be on your way in a few days, and I'll pass from your memory in due time. I'm the chief physician in our village, and you're in my home. Why my home? Well, the others aren't typically used to being around your kind. I've been around far longer, and I felt it was prudent to care for you separate from the others. Plus, this way it's easier for me to keep an eye on you. I told you to drink this, didn't I? It's an herbal tea. Not medicine, but it'll make you feel better nonetheless. Thankfully, most of your injuries are largely just trauma to your legs, rather than something insidious like poison. Yes, you stepped in one of the animal snares. Probably the best trap you could have blundered into, honestly. You've been here a few days now, actually. You've been breathing all right, but you've been unconscious for quite a while. To be honest, I was starting to get worried, but now I think you're past the worst of it. This also means I'll have a chance to fully investigate your injuries properly, as well as feed and bathe you. I'm not sure how humans run their hospitals, but our code does not allow us to perform such, well, in-depth, invasive examinations without consent from the patient unless they're clearly in critical condition. You were not, so unfortunately, I wasn't allowed to. What I mean, unfortunately, well, it's just that I've talked to so many humans, but I've never had a chance to see one naked. I mean, to study one professionally. It's just that we don't have good notes in your kind. I've been healing more slowly than us. Eh? My ear tips are... It's summer. It's hot. What are you trying to say? Look, just... It's time to bring lunch, so just stay in bed. And I'll be back with something for us to eat, alright? I'm back with lunch for both of us. I think you'll find it to your liking. The food here is not so different from the human towns I have visited. What? Did you think all we ate were shoots and leaves? That's such a stereotypical... maybe all you're hearing is some education. Here, try some. It's boar and vegetables from the surrounding forest. Good, isn't it? I cooked it myself, you know. It's not often I get to share my cooking with somebody else. There's some fruit juice as well. Gods, look at you. You're like an animal tearing into that. You'd think you hadn't eaten in... Actually, you haven't eaten in days. Enjoying it? Good, good, I'm glad. Here, look, you... You could have mine as well. I ate some in the kitchen anyway, so I'm not that hungry. Yes, yes, I'm sure. It makes me happy to see you like this, so don't fret. There, eat it all up. You're such a good boy. Now that you've finished eating, there's a few things we'll need to talk about. First and foremost, I'll need to gather your consent to, fully investigate the extent of your injuries, as well as bathe you. Ada, my face is red. That's from the heat in the kitchen. In any case, do you have any issue with that? What does it involve? Well, I need to remove your clothing in order to perform both of these. Professionally, of course. And you're fine with that? Good, good. Let's get the dishes out of the way. I can perform the exam first. Lay back and relax. Yes, give yourself to me, and I'll take care of you. We'll be done with the exam in no time. Good boy. Listen to the doctor. Here, just... Gods, you're... I mean... At initial glance, you appear to be a healthy fellow in good condition. But I'll need to take a closer look. Trust me, I'm professional. Just be a good boy and relax. I'm here to take care of you and to help you feel good. I mean, feel better. Let's start with your chest and work our way down. I'll just put my hands here. If you start to feel any pain or discomfort, let me know, alright? No bruises. nice and firm, quite the fit specimen, or rather, you appear to be taking care of yourself quite well. No pain yet. It's like a massage. Yes, you could think of it that way. Let's keep going, shall we? I'll just slide my hands down your stomach. How's that? No lumps or bumps. No lacerations. Smooth fit. Well taken care of. And letting me just... That is, you are such a well-behaved patient. Good boy. Good boy. Now, let's get these blankets off of you. My, oh my, this part of you is certainly healthy. I'll have to make some notes of this after the exam, for certain. Now, I'm going to just slowly work down your legs, bit by bit. I still don't see any external injuries. I wonder if... that hurt. Pain starts below the knees then. So if I'm gentle, I won't hurt you when I... looks like it's largely muscle strain from the snare. Rather than anything broken. You can spend a few nights with me, and I'm sure you'll be back on your feet in no time. Now, are you ready for that bath that I promised? Even with me supporting you, it might be a bit hard to get you to the baths with the state your legs are in. I suppose I could bring some washcloths and warm water in and just wipe you down. Or maybe there's another way I could bathe you. I can't help but wonder why this part of you is standing so proudly. Are all humans just beasts ready to rut at any given moment? Or did I catch your eye? Tell me, why did you wander into the forest alone? Were you perhaps hoping to visit the Elf Village? If you're from the village on the outskirts, then I'm sure you're well aware of the situation here. Yes, that's right. Good boy. Smart boy. There are no male elves. The forest is off limits, and we bring all of our trade out, so... There's only one reason I can think of that you would brave our forest. Truth be told, there were other reasons I brought you here, beyond wanting to keep you separate from the others. myself. And now, after seeing how healthy you are down here, I know I made the right choice. You didn't even bat an eyelash at that. In fact, it looks harder than ever. Good boy. I knew in my heart that's what you were after. Don't worry, darling. Both of us are going to get exactly what we desire the most. The only bath you'll be getting tonight is a tongue bath. Honestly, I wouldn't dare wash away your scent right now. I find the scent of humans to be utterly intoxicating, mixed with the smell of the forest and your twitching cock. The gods would strike me down if I ruined such an incredible cocktail before I have a chance to partake of it. May I? I knew you wouldn't deny me. Good boy. It's hot and hard. The smell of your body is overwhelming. I just can't help myself. Your tip is practically gushing already. Sticky, salty, absolutely delicious. I couldn't have imagined it tastes this good. Huh? What's wrong? Well, I've never had the opportunity until now. It's been a mere fantasy for me, but I've practiced a lot. I won't hurt you, if that's what you're worried about. I know it's sensitive, at the very least. Now, just lay back and relax, and let the good doctor take care of her patient's needs. Better than I could have ever imagined. How are you holding up? Are you gonna come soon? I'll finally get to taste what a human is like. Yes, I've been waiting such a long time for this. Come for me. Be a good boy. Come for me. You know you want to. After getting a taste of you for myself, I am not going to let a single one of the other girls lay a hand on you. For as long as you're here, you'll be mine. Assuming you ever want to leave, of course. You know, you showed up at just the right time. Our kind typically have 2 breeding seasons a year. Maybe if you stay around a bit longer, you'll get to experience for yourself what an elf in heat is like. Now, I think you should relax and get some rest. We're gonna have a busy few days until you've fully recovered. And then probably an even busier few days after that.